Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Awesome. All right. Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
I'm bi-coastal. So I'm between San Diego and Georgia, but moving to Encinitas full time in May of this year.
Awesome.
And my name is Jamie Fay. I'm the founder and CEO of Rationale Brewing, co-founder, actually. My partner, Wendy, resides in Encinitas in California.
Awesome. So can you just tell me more like what Rationale Brewing is and how you got the idea for it?
Yeah, totally. So we're a craft non-alcoholic premium beer. We launched 2.5 years ago. The idea came candidly from, first and foremost, I'm a beer drinker. So loved beer and got to a stage in my life where I definitely was noticing that I was drinking less beers and swapping that out for non-beer items like water and soft drinks and kombuchas. And that parlayed with a conversation with my sons on my family history, which my dad was the youngest Superior Court judge in Canada. I'm Canadian, if you haven't picked that up. And I watched my dad implode his career due to alcoholism through my late teens and early 20s and then in my 30s. And so I watched my father have this incredible career and lose it all to alcohol. And so that was definitely a weight that I carried around for a good chunk of my life. And then my oldest son was heading off to college. And I was having a conversation with him about how important it was that he made rational decisions around alcohol, made rational decisions around who he drank with, made rational decisions around what he drank. And my other son was being a bit of a smartass and just said, "Dad, why don't you just launch a beer company called Rationale?" And we laughed about it. And that was on a Friday night. And then on the Saturday morning, I had gotten up and my son had grabbed my credit card and gone and registered Rationale Brewing, the trademark, online. So I had this like personal story from a family perspective. And that tied into some purpose for me, which I was already looking at ways to moderate. And I was missing out on drinking like really good quality non-alcohol craft beers, because at that time, there wasn't a lot on the market that resonated with me. And my industry experience, not that I've been in beer for 30 years, but I've been in consumer goods for 30 years. So I had a lot of broad global consumer goods roles across beverage and water and food. So definitely the moment in time I decided was it. I jumped all in and we launched Rationale in April of 2021. And then our true launch was in January of 2022 when we started to launch into the Encinitas market. California.
Awesome. Awesome. So I guess in terms of today, right, you mentioned that you're in California, but you know, is this product in retailers across the country? Do you sell it direct to consumer? Like, what are your best channels for selling this product?
Yeah, well, we, so our business is primarily 85% retail, 10% on-premise, which would be like restaurants, and then 5% D2C. We just launched our direct-to-consumer business last month. On the West Coast, primarily, we're California, Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, launching into Washington soon. We also are on the East Coast, we're in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Our primary retailers on the West Coast, all the mainstream, so from a Whole Foods to a Safeway to depending local markets like Nugget and Oliver's in Northern California to Air One and Jimbo's and Lazy Acres in Southern California. And then we also are in Total Wine, BevMo, and then a handful of other regional retailers.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge you faced in the business today?
The biggest challenge has been staying ahead of the demand. Candidly, the non-alcohol craft beer category is growing at such an unprecedented rate right now. And being an earlier stage business, obviously that comes with some constraints from a cash standpoint. Also wanting to move quickly, but also make sure you have the best quality product that you can put out on the market. So we've been navigating, not trying to go too quickly, but where we grow and where we go, we definitely want to go deep and provide the highest quality beer and be able to invest into the markets. So for us, it's actually been having to be patient and take a step back and really launch this brand and do it in a methodical way, because it's very tempting to go quickly and go grow into more states. But at the end of the day, it's not good for the brand. And ultimately, we wouldn't be able to keep up with the production today. However, we're about to announce within the next couple of weeks a really big strategic partnership with one of the top 10 craft breweries in the country, which will completely unlock our ability with capacity, which will be, allow us to become a national brand within the next 24 months.
That's awesome. So speaking of, you know, plans, obviously that we just started 2024. So what's like on your pipeline for this year besides this partnership, but like what would, you know, it take for 2024 to be successful, I guess, compared to last year, even maybe like revenue percentage increase, or like, where do you, you know, see your company going?
Yeah, for us, it's, we're really focused on cans and hands and liquid to lips. So we're in the markets that we want to be in. And now it's about gaining trial and finding great partners, whether we just signed a deal with the Winston House in Venice Beach, where we'll be exclusive with them. And you can think of the number of concert goers that they're known for their music, that venue that will be sampling Rationale over to the next year, getting to more festivals, getting more beers in hands at music festivals, at beer festivals, and then really focus on building the brand itself so that there's a clear delineation between who we are versus our competitors, because we do have a really good high quality craft beer from a taste standpoint. But our brand is built, it's not built around pushing a wellness attribute at all. I mean, there's definitely wellness attributes with non-alcoholic beer and Rationale, but we're building a brand that looks and feels more like a tequila brand or an authentic craft beer brand with alcohol in it, or even like a Liquid Death. We want to disrupt this category and make this brand inclusive, rad, fun. We don't have brand ambassadors. We have brand mavericks. And so building that community of mavericks will be a really important part of it as well, making it a successful year.
For sure. I mean, obviously, like you mentioned, that you just launched your D2C channels. Was that like a big focus for 2024?
It's a big focus in us being able to penetrate new markets and get exposure to the brand and more cans in hands and liquid to lips with consumers that wouldn't normally have access to our beer, because we are primarily a West Coast brand today. However, it also helps us with the brand building. So if you go onto our Instagram page at Rationale Brewing, you get a look and feel for who we are fairly quickly. So our D2C business will really allow us to go broader, quicker, but it's by no means a huge investment for us or expecting huge things from a revenue standpoint. Running a D2C business in the beverage industry is super expensive, not very profitable. So we're looking at it as a way to, from a marketing standpoint, build our brand.
For sure. So it's more of like, if somebody's traveling to California and they try the beer and they love the product and they live in Texas like I do, they can buy it online. It can be shipped to their home in Texas.
Exactly. And actually, Texas will be a market that we'll be entering in the summer of this year. We just got approved with a significant chain retailer in Texas, along with a couple of other retailers. So good news is you'll be able to buy Rationale in Texas by the spring.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. So obviously now people are always looking at high level technology, things like AI. So do you guys use AI in your business? And if not, like, where do you see AI potentially coming in and helping you out?
I don't see us using AI today. And I say that because our brand is uber authentic. And so everything we do, everything we say, everything, every word we write, every picture we take, any images that we grab, it's all authentic to our brand. And we really want to keep that at the core. I think if we started to use up AI, we would lose our authenticity. So I see that there's definitely benefits. And I'm sure there's some cost savings and efficiencies within different departments, especially in the marketing side. But for us, AI would probably take us away from what we're actually chasing, which is our authenticity.
Right. So you're saying it's like use AI, but like proceed with caution, essentially.
Well, I think for some brands, it makes sense to use AI because it may be more common ground and they're not trying to be as authentic as a brand like Rationale is, where we clearly have created a very distinct, different role within the category. There's a lot of other brands in the category that are very wellness focused and push that messaging. And I could see how AI could probably help them out. But with us, the content we create, the copy we write, it's so unique to us and our mavericks that we feel like today, at least, we need to be writing it until, you know, maybe there's a day that there's AI that could actually produce what we want. I haven't seen it yet.
Right, right. So obviously, like you mentioned, right, that you're doing retail or you have it at like different venues. So how do you, it's always like a big challenge, right? But like, how do you make sure that like, if somebody's shopping, that they even give it a try? Do you do lots of in-store sampling, even sampling at these venues? Like, how do you, as you said, right, that you want to get in as many mouths as possible. So how do you do that?
Well, the category is getting crowded quickly right now. If you take a look at the number of SKUs that were on shelf 2 years ago versus today, it's tripled. So you do need to stand out on shelf. There's a couple of things that we are doing. We just relaunched new packaging. So we've moved into these new really cool black cartons. So we spent a lot of money really ensuring that we have the best version of our brand on shelf. So the can is the hero. Rationale, and then the Rationale Brewing logo is super clear. And then we're That's having cool. some fun with the copy on the back, You Brew You. So we bring the messaging of our brand to the forefront. So packaging is really important on shelf. The second component is pricing. So we definitely know consumers are shopping the category and we're sensitive to price. So we run consistent high-low pricing where we typically are a little more premium in the category from an everyday price point. We'll then price down and go deep and then be on price promotion. So when you have a tag on shelf, that definitely attracts the consumer. And then thirdly would be the recognition and the awards that we've been receiving, making sure that we also have point of sale on shelf that's speaking to the consumer on what makes our beer so special. And usually the awards are the fastest way to do that. And we've received a lot of those most recently.
But do you do like sampling and just trying to get people to try the product as well?
Yes. And sorry, you brought that up, but 100% sampling in store has been a big investment of ours and it will continue to be a big investment of ours. And candidly, we built this brand sampling ourselves. I mean, we do all of our own sampling events. We don't hire external agencies or brokers. Everyone that works on our team, they're mavericks, they're part-time. They are ones that have reached out to us on social media and we've brought them in to do our in-store sampling. So we do a lot of sampling with partnering with retailers.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Well, there's a lot of stuff I'm glad I didn't know, candidly. Because if I knew what I was walking into and what we faced from an adversity standpoint, I definitely would have taken a run at it. But not every founder is cut out to go through the adversities. I think this moment in time right now is really difficult from a capital standpoint to go out and raise money. So if you're about to jump in and launch a beverage or food brand in the CPG space, you definitely are going to want to be well-funded before you begin the process. Alongside that is that you absolutely got to make sure that you have a healthy margin structure out of the gates because you're not going to have the time to go build it and find it and figure it out. You're going to have a path to high margins immediately if you don't have it already. And then thirdly would be really understanding your point of difference within the category with the brands because categories are getting full and retailers are making choices on what they want to have on shelf. And so you really have to have a clear point of difference on why a retailer would want to put the product on shelf and why a consumer would want to pull it off. So that would be the advice I'd be giving someone considering coming in. There's a lot of stuff that I've faced. I think you have to be wired to manage through adversity. I mean, you got to be able to hit some of the toughest challenges you'll face in your life head on and be able to get through it because these categories are deadly competitive and you're going to face eventually major obstacles and going into it, knowing you're going to face adversity and you're okay with it is going to be super important. So a healthy mindset, some way of what I do is exercise. I meditate. I make sure I spend a lot of personal time just unwinding so that when I have these moments, like, you know, we all have, you can get through them. And you also have a great network of people supporting you behind the scenes.
For sure. I mean, I'll tell you right now, the most common trend on this podcast is it'll always cost you more. It'll always take longer. I mean, that is a very consistent thing.
Oh,
so
it is. Yeah.
If we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
Well, we're in an incredible position right now to scale. So we just spent the last year building the foundation underneath us. We needed to find a home where we could grow and have capacity and really good high quality craft beer. So we have found that. We needed to know that we were going to be financially stable and we had a margin structure and a P&L that would live into this new capacity because you can't scale if you have an unprofitable business. So we've built that into our foundation. We've repackaged, we've reformulated the beers. So the next year is all about executing the shit out of what we have in existing markets. And then we're going to be entering new strategic markets around the country, going after very specific retailers and chains that we know we can build the brand in, where the non-alcoholic beer category has proven itself to be successful. So a year from now, we will have a broader footprint that will be not national, but strategically nationally in the markets. And we likely will have a portfolio that will have evolved with a couple of new items. And our goal is we want to eventually be the number two brand within the category. Today, Athletic is number one, and they've done a brilliant job building this category out and investing into it. And then there's going to be a handful of players that will play alongside them, and we plan to be one of them.
For sure. So yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And we're rooting for you. Obviously, I have a very successful 2024. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your company website or social media, I guess, best ways to get in contact?
Yeah, I mean, you can find us Rationale Brewing. You'll find us, that's our website. Rationale Brewing is our Instagram handle. That's the two easiest ways to get a hold of us. And we are still small in the sense that it is even family owned and operated. My son runs our customer service and our D2C business behind the scenes out of his dorm room in Alabama. So when you're reaching out to us, you're reaching out to the family still. I mean, we haven't hired anyone. So you'll get a personal response back from us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, it was awesome. I appreciate the opportunity to get to know you and share our story.
Of course. All right. Have a good one. Thanks.